This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January the 21st. Today's Bible verse is the same as of previous days, Romans 8:30. It says there, "And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." End of quote. As we saw yesterday, biblical justification is an act of God declaring a sinner righteous in his presence, not based on any merits or goodness in him or her, but because of the imputation of Christ's righteousness based on the professed faith and trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ on their behalf. At the moment of accepting one's sinful nature and confessed faith in the crucified Christ for the forgiveness of all sins, God imparts Christ's righteousness that makes them perfect. Colossians chapter 2 verse 10 says this, "God has made you complete in Christ." End of quote. It is done at the time of justification. You see, imputation is a biblical concept. Romans 5:18 to 19 says this, "Just as one trespass," referring to Adam's disobedience, "just as one trespass resulted in the condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act," referring to Christ's death and resurrection. The righteous act of Jesus resulted in justification and life for all people. "For just as through the disobedience of one man," referring to Adam, "many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of one man, Christ, many will be made righteous." End of quote. God imputed the sin of Adam to all of his posterity as he is the representative head of all mankind. In the appointed time when God fulfilled the eternal covenant of humanity's salvation, he imputed humanity's imputed sins on the person of Jesus Christ by putting him to the cruel death on that cross. As John rightly pointed to Jesus and declared this, and it is recorded in John 1:29, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world," referring to Jesus Christ. The next day, John again testified and said, and it is recorded in John 1:35, looking at Jesus, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." End of quote. In justification, God imputes Christ's righteousness to all who believe in him. The Bible teaches the root or the foundation of justification is God's predestination in the eternity past, which we have seen in earlier daily insights. The effectuality of justification is God's divine and irresistible call of all whom he already predestined for salvation and eternal life. The means of justification is nothing other than faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ. The source of justification is God's grace and his compassion. The ground of justification is the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And the result of justification is that you made complete or perfect in Christ forever. It means a believer in Jesus is declared without guilt and pronounced no more condemned, no more accusation because of their sins. It all forgiven. All sins were forgiven by the work of Jesus Christ on their behalf. You see, imputation is also related to the clothing concept revealed in the pages of the scripture. Adam and Eve tried to justify by covering them with the fig leaves. However, knowing the futility of that attempt, God clothed them by the skin of an animal to make them justified in front of him. This was the first glimpse of the future salvations by the temporary arrangement of the shedding of the blood of lamb, as we see in the Old Testament literature, and permanent arrangement by the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10 this, it says, "I delight in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God." It says why? It says, "Because he has clothed me with the garments of salvation and arrayed me in the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. End of quote. Zechariah chapter 3 describes the incident of Joshua, the priest before the angel of the Lord. Joshua was the priest of the nation Israel. And Satan accuses him because Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes. The Lord commanded to take the filthy garments off of him and declared, "See, I have taken away your sin, and I will put fine garments on you." They put a clean turban and clothed Joshua. In justification, you see, dirty old cloth due to sin's effect is taken off and replaced with Christ's righteousness as new cloth. Because God takes away the sins from you and makes you perfect forever by the merit of Jesus Christ. You are covered with the righteousness of Christ. Galatians 3:26-27 says, listen, it says, "So in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." End of quote. You see, you become the child of God. How you become the child of God? It read it again. It says, "You are all children of God through faith in Christ." The result is justification and clothing of Christ's righteousness. After acknowledging his sin to the Lord, David the king received God's forgiveness. And then he said this in Psalm chapter 32. He said, "How blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered." The sin is covered from the sight of God by the garment of Christ's righteousness on you. Beloved, are you justified before the Lord God? God invites you to come to his Son Jesus and believe in him by knowing you would never make it to heaven. Even with your best efforts, without the help of God's only Savior who died in your place to pay for your sins and shortcomings. Let me ask you, don't you need a lawyer to represent you in human courts? How much more you would need the Savior Jesus Christ to make you perfect and represent you in the courts of heaven in front of the judge of all people? Jesus, would you pray after me? Father in heaven, I want to be justified in your presence. Lord, please cover my sins and transgressions by the Savior's righteousness. Please clothe me with Christ's righteousness as you promised. I'm sorry for my sins. I turn to you in repentance. Please forgive me. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again for my sins. Thank you, Lord, for declaring me justified. Thank you for saving me today and granting me eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.